Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, January 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed day for U.S. stocks as corporate earnings reports come in. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 104 points to close at 33,734. The S&P 500 fell 3 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day down 30 points. So far, this earnings season hasn't seen major downgrades to corporate earnings projections or to consensus forecasts for the coming year, but the latest reading on the U.S. Purchasing Managers' Indexes shows that business activities continue to contract, though at a slower pace, in January, while the impact of high inflation remains. Among individual stocks, shares of Google parent Alphabet fell 2%. The Justice Department is seeking to break up Google's online advertising business, alleging Google abuses its role as one of the largest brokers, suppliers, and online auctioneers of ads placed on websites and mobile apps. A Google spokesman said the lawsuit, quote, attempts to pick winners and losers in the highly competitive advertising technology sector. Verizon shares rose 2% after the telecommunications giant posted higher revenue for the recently ended quarter as the company grew its subscriber base, but its 2023 earnings projections fell short of Wall Street expectations. Shares of 3M dropped 6.1% after the maker of Scotch tape and Post-it notes reported a slowdown in sales and said it would eliminate 2,500 jobs. Oil prices fell, with Brent, the global crude benchmark, losing 2.3% to $86.45 a barrel. And a pair of developments after the bell. Microsoft said sales grew at the slowest pace in more than 6 years last quarter, and demand for its software and cloud services declined on concerns about the health of the global economy. But growth in the company's cloud business was slightly better than some investors had expected. Shares rose more than 4% after hours. And Rupert Murdoch called off his effort to merge the two parts of his media empire, News Corp and Fox Corporation, saying the transaction, quote, is not optimal for shareholders of the companies at this time. News Corp shares fell 1.4% after hours. Fox Corporation and Wall Street Journal parent News Corp share common ownership. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.